My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I believe Adam Schefter said it on the Pat McAfee show.
Okay.
And the Browns offered him more money than the Pittsburgh Steelers did, which, you know, if you listen to Andrew Filippone, that was the place that Brandon Ayuk wanted to be, and it was on the 1-yard line, and it almost got done, and of course it didn't. So that leads me to believe, because the Browns are in a very competitive situation. They are a good team. They're set up to be a good team for the next handful of years. If Brandon Ayuk were here, he would make them better in the longer term, but it's not as if he's coming to a team that's going to be at the bottom of the division for the foreseeable future. They're not going to be a bad team. So it leads me to wonder, did Brandon Ayuk, why did he not want to be here? It can't be the money. Cleveland and Pittsburgh, whether it's the same thing. The coaching staff here, I think, is terrific, and I think a lot of people think is terrific. So it made me question, is the reason Brandon Ayuk not on the Cleveland Browns because he doesn't believe in Deshaun Watson as a quarterback? I don't want that to be the truth, but it was the thing that popped into my head. If you're a wide receiver, that has to matter. And I don't understand why you would want to play with Justin Fields and or Russell Wilson over Deshaun Watson. I don't think those two in Pittsburgh are very good. But I wonder, if he's not in Cleveland because he didn't want to be in Cleveland, was it the quarterback? Because it wasn't the money.
If I say no, am I denying the truth? 216-474-0092. If I say no, if I say that it's not Deshaun Watson, am I denying the truth?
I don't know that you're denying the truth, but I need you to come up with a different reason that's realistic. Because I can't think of a good reason realistic.
My number one reason, the biggest ace I have in the hole, is that the 49ers don't want to make a trade a good player and then give themselves. Because remember, you had to make a trade. It wasn't just signing him in free agency.
No, no, no.
The 49ers didn't want to have a 30-year-old wide receiver that they would have to, in turn, have to give some money to, or he would be giving you the same problems probably that Brandon Ayuk was giving you. I don't think to that extent. Amari Cooper is not that flashy where he's going to show up and give hugs and hand pounds and then leave and things like that. But they didn't want to sign a 30-year-old wide receiver who's going to give them the same thing. And plus, as powerful as John Lynch is perceived to be, it's Kyle Shanahan who runs that franchise, and you know exactly what he thinks of the Cleveland Browns. So I don't think that they are going to make any sort of deal that's going to help out the Browns and in turn still not help them out long term. Like, they can win right now, but there's still a lot of questions there about what they're going to do long term. And Brandon Ayuk's a younger wide receiver. I don't think he's as good as Amari Cooper, but he's a younger wide receiver than Amari Cooper, so you would have more years with Brandon Ayuk.
So you don't believe the reporting that a deal between the Browns and the Niners was agreed upon and the ball was in Brandon Ayuk's court? Because wasn't that the reporting that they had a trade that both sides agreed upon?
But we also heard about the same thing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We also heard the same thing. Like, Denver was holding this up for crying out loud here. So you still had to make a deal and get that all done. Now, I don't know the deal of whether Brandon Ayuk decided or not. Maybe he just didn't want to be in Cleveland. But Deshaun Watson, guys, I know Deshaun Watson's had his problems. It's not where he's totally devoid of getting people the football, for crying out loud. Him and Amari Cooper were able to hook up pretty good. Him and Elijah Moore before the injury were able to hook up pretty decently here. Him and David Njoku were able to hook up pretty okay. I know that there's been questions about the offense there, but I can't believe that we're already 3 years into this, and now the reason a guy doesn't want to be traded is because of your quarterback?
I want to find another reason, because I can't think of another reason why he's not here.
216-474-0092. Do you believe that Brandon Ayuk didn't want to come here because of Deshaun Watson?
I want to find another reason.
I'll flat out ask him.
I want to find another reason.
Rescreen the people there, Hody. Go right on ahead. I'll flat out ask him. I'll flat out ask the people if they believe that. Because it's something that I don't want to believe.
Neither do I.
But my whole thing with you all week has been I'm not going to sit here and deny the truth.
Right.
So I can't. I told you after week one, if they go out there and they get hammered by Dallas, I'm not going to deny what I saw.
And that's how it should be. That's how it should be. I want to hear another reason. Because I can't think of another reason why someone would not want to be on this team.
I want to make sure, did we see him say that? Because I saw the McAfee clip. But I didn't. I don't believe that he said a deal was done between the two.
Well, the McAfee clip yesterday was something different. That was about the money thing. The reporting about a deal being agreed upon, I thought was stuff that came out a couple of weeks ago when this was really hot here in Cleveland. Obviously, it cooled down over the last couple of weeks because Brandon Ayuk did not want to be here. Brandon Ayuk did not want to be in New England. My understanding of the situation from the reporting that we had seen from all the national newsbreakers that talked about this was that San Francisco had deals they liked with the Browns and with the New England Patriots. Brandon Ayuk did not want to play for the New England Patriots or the Cleveland Browns. And that's why Brandon Ayuk is still on the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, the Pats are just not a competitive football team.
And I
right
get
now.
That. I get not wanting to go play with a rookie quarterback. You don't know if Drake May is going to be any good. Personally, I like Drake May, but he could be a dud in the NFL for all we know. And I understand that.
We'll see where he comes from. I don't want to sit there and say that. But
he could be awesome, too. I like Drake May. I think he's going to be good.
That's fine. But they're a ways away from winning, and I don't know if they're going to put him in the best spot. So, I mean, that's part of it. But when it comes to Ayuk, I don't want to give away what I can sell at 7 o'clock, but I got a spicy take about it if you ask me. You got a quarterback that you know can be better than the question mark that you have with Drake May. I think he wanted to be in a place that he was comfortable with. What ties does he have to Cleveland that we know of? What ties?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I don't know.
We
knew he had ties with the offensive coordinator with the Washington Commanders and with their football team. We know that he had ties in Pittsburgh with everybody in Pittsburgh. We knew that he had ties there, so he wanted to make money and be comfortable if he wasn't going to immediately have a chance to win a Super Bowl. Because in San Francisco, they immediately have a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
So that I think that that's what he wanted. I can't say whether or not they had a deal 100% done and all Brandon Ayuk had to do was sign off on the thing. But if it were the case of a deal being done with those teams, the only thing I have to say is what I said to you before about, yeah, Kyle Shanahan doesn't necessarily want to deal with the Browns, and I don't think that I would want, if I were looking at it from the 49ers standpoint, for this year, Amari Cooper would be great. For next year, maybe Amari Cooper would be great. But if he wants a 3-year deal and he's just going to walk around the field just like Brandon Ayuk is going to, well, I'll take the 26-year-old walking around the field and I'll sign him to a longer-term deal than I will with Amari Cooper.
So Schefter said on McAfee yesterday that the holdup with Cleveland all along with Brandon Ayuk was Ayuk's willingness to accept a trade to the Browns. The contract would have been done if Ayuk wanted to go there, and the compensation would have been done if he wanted to go there. So this, if it's coming from Schefter, I'm going to believe that this is a thing. Brandon Ayuk just did not want to be in Cleveland. Like that.
The Browns, was Deshaun Watson the reason?
I don't know, but I can't find another one. And I understand he wanted to be in Pittsburgh more. He maybe wanted to be in another place more. But that's not a reason to not want to be in Cleveland.
I think that Pittsburgh and Cleveland are very similar. That's why we don't like each other. But there is possibly a perception that he has with going to Cleveland that you know that's very hard for us to shake. It's very hard for us
what
to shake.
What is it?
One's been a more stable franchise. One is a guy like Mike Tomlin, who's been a stable, put people in a stable environment for what he thinks for a long time. Even though, gosh, there's been plenty of guys who've just basically lost their mind up for the entire 17 years, but no one really wants to discuss that. Mm-hmm. There's still a perception, but Deshaun Watson already. I don't want to believe it. Should I believe it? Well, let me get to Gary in Cleveland. Gary, you're first up in the fan. Hello.
Good morning, Ken. Hey, I'll see you at the Lake Catholic game tonight. But
oh, my goodness, you knew. All right, well, I better be nice to you, Gary. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a graduate of Lake Catholic, so I'm headed out.
I look forward to seeing Marty Gibbons' boys. Continue, Gary. Go ahead, bud.
I think it's Stefanski. One, he's a terrible play caller. And two, I don't think he knows how to handle players very well because he didn't know what to do with Baker Mayfield.
Wait a minute. You think Gary, you say he's a terrible play caller?
Stop it.
Sure. What is he in the playoffs? He's 0-2 in the playoffs. He can't figure out how to, you know.
He's 1-2 in the playoffs.
Stop it.
See, I could use that. He's
to throw those two picks. He said throw it to the other team.
He doesn't get away from being in the
base. That was a bad play call. The throw the interception call is bad.
He went up against Kansas City in the playoffs. Is there any fault in losing to Kansas City in the postseason?
No, but his play calling was
said
terrible.
No. He just said no. And I did not like his play calling then. That was the 2020 season. We're talking about this 4 years later, though, because you had Joe Flacco. He didn't make Joe Flacco throw two pick sixes against Houston last year. How did he win Coach of the Year, Gary? Did he win it by calling the wrong plays?
I don't think he's – you know, wait a minute. He's got third and one, and he's got Nick Chubb standing on the sidelines, and he's throwing the ball instead of giving the ball to the best running back in the league.
Is he picking up third and one?
No.
Actually, by the numbers, he actually has been picking up third and one.
He picks up third and one pretty frequently.
No, but on third downs, they've actually gotten worse and worse and worse as time goes on. They started at 45% in 2020, and they're down to 31.
He may be a good coach, but he's a terrible play caller.
I disagree. There's been times, Gary, I didn't like a couple of games here and there, and thank you for the call. I just disagree.
There's not a play caller in the world of football that you agree with every play.
I respectfully disagree with Gary because I'm going to see Gary later on tonight. So I want Gary to know I very respectfully.
Way to go, Gary. Way to back him into a corner.
There we go.
If you were going to a different football game tonight, you would disrespectfully disagree with him?
No, because we're close enough where he could have just driven over there if he wanted to.
Anybody from CVC, if you'd like to. CVCA, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you'd like
there's an
to,
A in there.
If you'd like to come and disagree with King Carmen, you can do it, and he has to agree with you tonight.
216-474. Respectfully. 216-474-0092. I also got to go to Stowe tonight, so if you're Stowe or Barberton, go ahead. Give me hell.
Give him the magic.
216-474-0092. Do you believe that Deshaun Watson's the reason Brandon Ayuk didn't want to come here? And I think history's telling me, as badly as I've always wanted the talent, maybe it's not for the best. Ken Carmen, Danny Cunningham in for Tone, the dangerous one, Daryl at 8 on the fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.